HV.
Mostly cloudy start with a couple showers pushing on through, and then as we head into the afternoon, we'll get some clearing skies and temperatures climbing up into the middle 60s.
43 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30 this Friday morning. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. Black Friday morning has arrived with a different vibe in Chesapeake, Virginia, at one Walmart where normally they'd be getting ready for early morning shoppers. But now they're investigating a horrific shooting.
Investigators remain at this Chesapeake Walmart trying to piece together what led up to Tuesday's shooting. There's been a report that the gunman may have had some sort of hit list, but other witnesses say it appeared to them that he was simply trying to kill anyone that he could. The FBI and local law enforcement still trying to comb through this crime scene to get an idea of what was going on. The shooter, who had worked at the store since 2010, reportedly had a bad reputation. One worker told me that he was someone that she avoided regularly. She just didn't want to have any contact with him. Police say the shooter was 31-year-old Andre Bing. Investigators say after shooting and killing six people ranging in age from 16 to 70 years old, that he turned the gun on himself and that he was armed with one handgun and several magazines.
According to a recent report, crime rates in Charlottesville and Virginia as a whole have gone down, but some legal experts say that may not be the case.
In many areas, 50-60%, if you're comparing to 2000 or 2010.
Council member Michael Payne says the city isn't sure why they're seeing these trends.
We don't know the full answer to that.
I don't think anybody seriously believes that the city is safer.
Criminal defense attorney Scott Goodman says he knows why.
There is no question that there are fewer qualified people out there looking to be police officers. In the last few years, there's definitely been a philosophy in most police departments to back off on some of the situations that police officers used to investigate. Now, certainly in Charlottesville, police officers are basically just answering calls.
With only part of the Thanksgiving travel weekend behind us, the big crowds at the airports didn't cause a lot of cross feelings, as the idea of seeing family certainly struck the people at Charlottesville Albemarle Regional Airport.
I'm willing to take a risk and see the family, be together at Thanksgiving.
I'm definitely worried about return on Sunday, but most importantly, looking forward to watching my little brother play for the Davidson Wildcats on Saturday.
Airport Representative Stuart Key says the airport's been prepared for the increased holiday traffic.
We prepare as best as we can, and in doing so, we make sure our staff is available. We make sure our staff know what to do if something were to happen.
But she does encourage people to arrive 90 minutes before their departure schedule and go to the CHO website, gocho.com, for flight schedule updates.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Beau Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 44 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech basketball, Charleston Southern, tonight at 7, brought to you by R.L. Byer Construction on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday. We're talking a mostly cloudy start with a couple showers pushing on through, and then as we head into the afternoon, we'll get some clearing skies, turning mostly sunny, and temperatures climbing up into the middle 60s for highs. Will also be a little bit breezy with wind gusts upwards of 20-25 miles per hour.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.